I said the scripture plainly says what? God is love. But yet we hear it preached, taught, and said, God put that sickness on them to teach them something. You know, it would be good if they hurry up and learn it. It would be good if they hurry up and learn it. It would be. But the truth of this Bible concerning a God who is the God of this Bible and what he have done for his man. If the truth be known, the church should not be in the cloud and in the dilemma and suffer defeats the way we suffer. When they ought to be dancing, shouting, rejoicing, praising, giving thanks because of the goodness of God. Many sit in congregation, long faces, sad, broken, depressed, disturbed, confused, because they have not heard the truth. And when the truth is told, it's hard for many to receive, because they heard things that is against the truth and they have preached it as the truth. Hello, somebody. So he said, I saw in a night vision, thank God, behold, one like the Son of Man. Hallelujah. And God and Abraham, when they enter into a covenant, he said that one would come from your loins, from your descendants. And Abraham even went, tried to help God out. And he got an Ishmael, and Ishmael had been a problem ever since. Amen. Amen. But the prophet here says one would come like the Son of Man. And so he came 42 generations later. Hallelujah. Jesus said himself in Matthew Gospel chapter 11, verse 27. Listen to these words. Jesus said himself, he understood his role, his purpose, and why he was here. He was not in the dark. He was fully aware of his purpose of being in the earth. He said, all things are delivered to me of my Father. Hallelujah. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father. See, nobody knew him then. They knew he was Mary Joseph's son. But God knew who he was, that he was his son. And he had become the Son of Man. He said, but the Father. And neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And he to whosoever the Son will reveal him, come unto me. And that's what happened to many. They won't do what he said. Come unto me what? Come unto me all you that what? Labor and are heavy laden. And I will give you rest. Woo. Take my yoke upon you. Take what I have to say. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burdens is light. When you find out it's easy to obey God when you submit to his word. It's hard to obey the word of God when you haven't heard it. I believe that's either Luke, But Jesus said, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. And that's the problem with many. They hear, but they don't hear. Are you listening to me? Or y'all just sitting in the seat? I said, he said, he that has ears to hear, let him what? Hear. And the Lord just said, my yoke is easy. Hallelujah. And my burdens are light. This is foretelling. Then Psalm 145, verse 11. Psalm 145, verse 11. Are you still there? Are you finding it? All right. Psalm 145, 11. See, Jesus wants us to know in his kingdom, it is the best way to live. When you decide to live the kingdom life or the God kind of life, or to live the way the word, the Spirit of God teaches and the word instructs us, then you'll find there's persecution will come, but don't be disturbed about it, because out of all the persecution come, you always triumph. Hallelujah. So it says, still talking about those that foretold of his coming, there is a name. There is a name. They shall speak, verse 11, they shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom. And that's what I want to do this morning. And talk of thy power. Amen. I want to talk about the power of God. The glory of his kingdom, and what? And talk of thy power. To make known to who? To the sons of men. His mighty acts. Oh, glory. And the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Thy dominion endures throughout all generation. Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I want to talk about that. Jesus came through the birth canal, born in Bethlehem of Judea. You know the story. Joseph had to flee to Egypt because of King Herod. He stayed there until Herod died. Then the angel of the Lord spoke to Joseph and told him, now it's safe, it's time to go back to his homeland. And they went to a town called Nazareth. That's where Jesus grew up as a young lad, young man. And he grew up as Joseph's son, but 30 years old, he started his ministry on the assignment that God had called him to carry out. Amen. And he entered into his robe as walking the earth. Are you hearing me? As the Son of Man. A man that was anointed of God. A man that knew God. A man that was anointed and full of the power of God. And he began to walk through the earth and we could see he made water into wine. That was his first miracle. He cast out devils. He raised the dead. He healed the sick. We know the story.